The beautiful game has had some ugly moments. I'm talking about soccer and FIFA, the organization that governs the game worldwide. In 2015, much of FIFA's leadership was indicted, with U.S. criminal authorities taking a lead role. One indictment was over 230 pages long and told the story of, quote, the conspirators' corruption of the enterprise, unquote. The document tells the story from the initial corruption to embezzlement and misappropriation, scandals and resignations, continued corruption, and, to make matters worse, obstruction of justice. All in the context of racketeering charges, an area of the law usually used to battle organized crime. But FIFA was the victim in all this. At least that's what the organization argues in a legal filing from March 2016. Some of the former FIFA officials pled guilty to criminal charges in the U.S. and agreed to forfeit millions of dollars. FIFA has come forward to claim some of that money, filing a victim statement and request for restitution. At times, the victim statement paints a colorful portrait of the former FIFA officials. It uses terms like brazen corruption. It says that the schemes were simplistic but many in nature, and that the indicted officials betrayed their duties and sold their powers to the highest bidder. The cover letter also points to continuing extravagant lifestyles. One indicted official, it says, recently hosted an expensive themed birthday party for his wife, replete with entertainment and gambling tables. In other words, the victim statement tells the ugly and now familiar tale of bribery and kickbacks. Does it tell us anything else? Here are a few possibilities. Number one, there's FIFA and the people who run FIFA. The request for restitution treats the institution separately from the people who make it. This should be familiar. We deal with corporations all the time and have to figure out whether to treat the corporation as a group of people or as a separate thing with a life of its own. Number two, FIFA is a global network of separate legal entities. Think big international banks or multinational corporations. And we live in a world that struggles to hold global networks of all sorts accountable. Number three, what is the job of criminal prosecutors? We often think of punishment or deterrence as the main job of criminal law authorities, such as U.S. attorneys. Why do they make wrongdoers pay? To punish them and stop them from doing wrong again. In contrast, compensating victims of crime is traditionally a role for private litigation. FIFA's victim statement is just a reminder that the job description is not so clear. Under the Mandatory Victim Restitution Act, victims of crimes, including potentially FIFA, can ask for restitution as part of the criminal sentence. In other words, compensation has been added to the job description. Number four, litigation and other legal action can also be about public relations. The victim statement includes this header in bold capital letters. Quote, FIFA is a complex international association that has been a global force for good, unquote. That's FIFA as a victim of crime, and this is Verity Winship.